Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Want to welcome our, well, I guess they're not really new listeners, but new to the weekday show at WCHV in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Excellent.
Yes. So welcome aboard to everybody who's I guess, involved in this little week-long test that we're doing over there in Charlottesville. They're testing the waters to see what the response is to the Free Talk Live weekday program. And the response for the Saturday show has been pretty positive so far, so I'm sure everything's going to go smoothly. But welcome aboard. This is the show, if you've never heard it before, that you can call in and bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. The phones are always open for you at 800-259-9231. I was on the morning show with Joe Thomas this morning on WCHV and talking about what we're doing tonight. And I said, I encourage the listeners, if you don't believe us that this is really a show that you can call about anything, give it a try. Pick up your phone tonight and try it for yourself. Really, it works that way. And ladies come first on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We're going to start things out by going right into your phone calls. Let's talk to Ray in New York. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Ray, hey, Ray. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was actually hoping to talk to Mark. I'm curious what it's like to be in prison.
You're
because everything
boring.
You hear about being in prison comes from people that have never been there, you know?
Really? What do
well,
you
yeah,
mean?
You know, you hear a lot of the blowhards will say things like, oh, the prisoners, they got it easy. They just sit back and watch the cable TV and the air conditioning and stuff. And then, you know, and you hear a lot of, urban legends about prison rape and things like that and what prison culture is like. So I was just wondering, you know, not necessarily for Mark's personal experiences, you know, just more generally about you know, I just had a few things I was curious about
well,
there.
I guess only my only experiences that I can give are personal, so I have to tell you what I experienced.
Well, I'm not asking you to divulge anything personal. Maybe things that you saw or you heard
I have
heard
not
about.
Been prison raped.
Yeah, well,
only
if
the
you
government
are, you don't have
does.
To tell me. It's all right. You know?
It's all right. I mean, you know, I mean, I it could have it can happen to anybody. Bruce Lee could get raped if six guys decide they want to do it, but. Fortunately, six guys did not decide, and I'm not Bruce Lee. Four guys didn't decide they wanted to do it. But, you know, it seems kind of dichotomous that people keep in their mind that, A, prisoners have it easy, and, B, they get raped all the time. Like, that's a strange way of thinking about things. It's not easy
There's
to get raped all the time.
A weird duality there, yeah.
First
well,
off,
I'm not saying the same person. I was just here, you know. I'm surprised you haven't heard people say some of the things I've said. Not necessarily.
Yes, I've heard them all.
Okay.
I agree. I understand.
It comes from pop culture, right? I mean, it comes from watching all the television shows and the movies, yeah.
And there's that guy that always has his girlfriend or whatever, or people coming on to you in the shower.
What you've said before, Mark, is that these shows, the Oz and the whatever other movies we're talking about here, these prison shows
prison
and
break.
Movies, they basically take all of the stories that have ever come out of prisons around the country, compress them down into, you know, 1.5 hour long episode or 1.5 hour long movie, and so it may seem a little more intense than it actually is.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's mostly it's a lot of boredom punctuated by some really terrible, scary times. But it's a lot of boredom. A lot of card playing goes on. But as far as cable is, you know, it started out when I went to prison in 1989 that we got some movies played by VCR. And yes, the televisions were connected on a closed circuit cable system, but that closed circuit cable system did not include HBO or, you know, any of these other channels. We basically had regular broadcast television.
Uh-huh.
And then that broadcast television was, you know, piped via cables to the different television sets inside the dormitories. And, you know, they watch those things. But it's so difficult to watch and enjoy that television. It's not like everybody's sitting there silently. convicts seem to come from a socioeconomic group that cannot whisper. Not even close. They're in you know, really bad acoustic areas, you know, with rock, you know, it's brick, blocks, and then everything's made out of metal, so sound bounces all over the place. Mm-hmm. You can't watch or enjoy. I mean, you might be able to watch or enjoy Monday Night Football, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, let's not get tied down with the prisoner, the TV habits of prisoners, but because I had other questions too. Okay. Like,
what do you want to know?
Well, you hear, especially from libertarians, they can't keep drugs out of their own prisons and stuff. Were there guards that were selling drugs there? What kind of drugs are people using?
It's really the only way they can get in is from the guards, right?
No, you can get through visitation and stuff, too.
Really?
Yeah.
But, well, were you aware of anyone that was actually using them?
What kind of drugs? Yes. The answer to that is yes. I have myself smoked cocaine in prison. I have smoked copious amounts of marijuana while in prison. You know, I took LSD while in prison. It wasn't the greatest idea in the world.
Yeah, it didn't make the TV any better.
No, it wasn't good. I don't recommend that, kids. And there was a lot of cough medicine. You know, that went around. That was kind of a fun thing to do. So
who was smuggling that one in? I mean, because
that was from the clinic. You just
you could grab a whole bottle of cough medicine in the clinic.
You'd buy them from different people. I mean, people worked in the convicts worked in the clinic.
I see.
You just can't keep anything secured, and they can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. Quite honestly, the fact is they cannot keep drugs out of their own prisons.
All right, now what about someone that was sent up for assault on a police officer or maybe took out a cop? Is that guy a hero or a villain in the eyes of the other prisoners?
I don't think that it matters that much. Most of the time, when you see somebody who's, took out a cop, I never met any of those guys.
Okay.
A lot of guys would get, like, assault on a Leo or something like that, but usually it's trying not to get caught is them, you know, and it just didn't matter. Nobody really cared. The only thing that really mattered was if you had some kind of rape against a child kind of situation, and then you didn't have a lot of friends, and, you know, bad things were more likely to happen to you.
Bad things like what? They'd beat the hell out of you and stuff like that?
People didn't like you, and then therefore, what do convicts do to people they don't like? You know, they'd be more likely to give them a shove down the steps or, beat them up when they didn't have a chance or rip them off and things like that. It's not a nice place to be if you've done something to a child, that's for sure.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, well, actually, that was about it, except I'm curious about the prison rape, though, because we talked about it. So do you think that actually happens with any degree of frequency, or is that
Not a great deal of frequency. I've met one guy that I believed was raped. I didn't really ask him, hey, did you get raped? Certainly some people get pressured into it, and that's really more what it's like.
Is there a perception that is applied to those people afterwards if it's generally known? Does it get generally known, and do they get a reputation afterwards? Is it really harmful for them, not only in their personal life, but also as the way people see them?
Yes, that absolutely is the case. And I guess I should have said it. I met one, and then I sort of heard one happen.
Yeah.
So, but those were all, you know, those were early on in the prison career, and things got a lot tighter security wise as time went by. So I didn't see that happening a lot. Most of what happened sort of via pressure, and they didn't have nice names for those guys that did that. And it's not good.
Okay.
Thanks, Ray, for the call tonight.
Hey,
I appreciate
thank you
hearing
for
from
take-
you, sir. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. So for those that didn't know, Mark spent 9 years in a Florida prison.
Yeah, call in with your prison questions. I
charges. Like you said, it's a show about anything.
So. It is. And charges that, by the way, you did not actually commit.
Well, sort of. It's a murder charge, right? And I didn't kill anybody, but it's all you have to do with most states is be there and be sort of involved. I didn't know it was going to happen or anything like that, but I didn't tell the cops I didn't snitch on my friend, which, you know, I really wish I had.
But yeah, but when somebody sees you being charged for murder, they think you killed somebody.
Right.
That's what I mean when I say you didn't do it.
I did not do that.
So it's been, always interesting to hear the stories and hear the experiences. Obviously, my 3 days that I've spent in a jail cell don't quite compare, but nonetheless, any time in there is, it's undesirable, that is for sure.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's unproductive. It's unproductive for me, but it's unproductive for the victim. How does the victim family benefit by me having done 9 years in prison? Or if I had done 25, or if I did the rest of my life, how do they benefit? They just pay taxes on it. The best thing is some kind of restitution.
Which is a system that we are very far away from today.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Restitution, of course, would make the victims as whole as possible. Wouldn't necessarily be able to... Obviously, it's not going to give your loved one back if we're talking about a murder case. But it would be something as opposed to victimizing them a second time with taxes. More coming up. You bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked the pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And features including, by the way, the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation
is free. Plus, IHS is even going to cover your meals and your housing. We had a caller last week just raving about one of the spring seminars that he went to, so you'll get to choose between all kinds of different subjects. Head over to libertarianseminars.com and get registered today. You do need to be of college age to attend these. libertarianseminars.com. The deadline for registration for the summer sessions is March 31st, so that's coming up quick. libertarianseminars.com. We continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Michelle in Ohio. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live. Michelle?
Hello?
You are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about prison and people in prison and rape, and that's probably one of the reasons why some people are in prison, but I have an issue with the fact that there's so much rape that happens, and one of the biggest things is the law that they created, which is called the statute of limitations. And if you have a case that's not been solved after 20 years, it just doesn't matter. And it's like nobody wants to talk about it, you know. And then, you know, there's some, like, church radio stations that I've contacted that, you know, if you even mention the subject, why don't you discuss this issue and rape? And they don't want to talk about it. And
is it because of the statute of limitations part? Is that what you want to talk about?
No. Yeah, I want to talk about all of that. Like, why is it that when the people that like, when the rest of the world rejects you, you think you can go to the church and that they'll be there and they'll make a stand for you. And then when they reject you and they don't want to even talk about it, then, you know, what you have is, you know, they only, you know, it doesn't make it any better, you know?
Well, I'm wondering, when you say the church, is it a specific denomination?
Well, I mean,
is it?
Yeah, you know, like, in other words, when you say to the people who are supposed to be standing for God, you know, you say, hey, look, this is an issue. What are you going to do about it? You know, if
do you
the
mean
average
the Catholic Church itself, or do you mean
in general, just, you know, believers, you know, different denominations.
Okay.
I mean, I don't hear enough about what they're doing. I never hear talk when I hear Christian radio. You know what it's always about? Why you shouldn't get an abortion. I'm not for abortion, but that's all I hear.
What is it that you want them to do? I mean, what is it you're looking for?
I want them to change the law. I want them to change the statute of limitations.
So you want the churches to help lobby to change the statute of limitations on rape?
Yeah, I do, and I feel that,
I think the thing you're coming up against here is that churches, and somebody touched on this on a recent show, that churches are essentially, these days, organs of the state, in that they have, many of them have begged for permission to be what they call a 501c3 or something like that, one of those tax-exempt organizations. Right, so if they take a position on an issue, something like that, then they are risking their tax-exempt status, and so they're more interested in doing their little business as a church in the way they're currently doing business than taking any kind of just stepping out of their boundaries that they've created for themselves and putting themselves in the limelight and taking the kind of risk that you're talking about. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I like what you're saying. I mean, it's a nice idea. I, for one, am not a member of a church. I'm a pantheist myself, but I can see that, you know, in the past, some churches have been valuable in that they've actually tried to work toward positive ends like that. But I don't think that most churches are in a position today where they're willing to do those things. I think a lot of them are just kind of cowardly.
Yeah, and what do you think, you know, made our nation change its mind about vindicating the victims and saying, hey, you know what? Like, the way I felt about it, I was a victim as a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that I had a right to maybe reopen my case. And when by the time I knew I had a right, it was too late. And that was 20 years later. And now it's 30 years later, and I am pursuing with some local people that I know that are in law enforcement, if I could somehow do some things to investigate myself or get some help with it. Because
the thing is,
look, in other words, if I was a murder victim, then it would be more important. So I thought to myself, well, I would be better off dead to get this crime solved. I should matter as a victim, and it should not say, you know, you should not have to say, well, hey, it's 20 years now, it's you've had enough time. You don't know how long it takes for a person to heal or family members or, you know what I mean? You can't tell people, oh, it's long enough. You know, you got enough time. It's over now. No, you can't say that. That's like playing God.
I, I hear what you're saying, and I totally feel the pain and the situation that you had to deal with.
Well, you've probably never been raped, so I don't know.
No, but I mean, I can hear it in her voice. Mm. I mean, yeah, you know, again, it's obvious. And it's terrible. Maybe what you could do is just broadcast what this person did, and you know, hope for some social ostracism there. I'm just saying that maybe that will get you something for some kind of punishment. I like the idea of some of the statute of limitations out there. I wonder, you know, if somebody's turned their life around, you know, I don't like the idea of going chasing after them for something they did 30 years ago. That kind of bothers me.
Yeah, but however, if we have it now, this goes back to our other conversation. I wish you good luck and I thank you for the call tonight. It goes back to our earlier conversation about restitution. And we touched on this. The system that we have today, the so-called justice system, which is the best in the world, doesn't actually do much in most cases to make the victim whole again.
That woman is not whole.
No, certainly not.
That's exactly it.
And nothing has even happened toward making that even partially completed.
Right.
So yes, you're right, Mark. As far as if you've got a rapist and he changes his life and, you know, he goes 20 years later, he's a completely different person, he's a family man, and he's completely turned his life around, then all of a sudden you come back into his life and say, okay, well, now you're going to pay for what you did 20 years ago. In the current justice system, that would mean that, let's presume there was no statute of limitations, you could actually bring this case. That would mean that he would then be plucked out from his current life of being a productive member of society and placed into some prison cell where he would then rot for however many years one would rot on a rape charge and then be let out. And that still wouldn't do anything to make her whole.
I think prison is for people that are dangerous to people, to other human beings today.
I agree with that. I think that if there were no statute of limitations and you could go after somebody who committed rape 20 years ago, if we had a restitution situation in this country, then he would just have to pay restitution
and
try to make that situation as right as possible. Sitting in a jail cell doesn't do anything to make things right.
If she were to go to him right now and demand some kind of restitution, she'd be charged with blackmail.
Well, this is the thing.
That's what's crazy.
You've got the civil courts, and you have the criminal courts.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it would be very difficult for her, based on the statute of limitations. I don't know how far back they have statutes of limitations for civil trials.
Well, they would have to first be convicted, likely, of a criminal.
Well, likely, but not necessarily.
Not
for example,
necessarily.
The O.J. Simpson situation.
But it's a very rare situation.
Right, and of course, that was done within a few years. 22 years later, I don't know what the statute of limitations would be, but it's probably long since gone. There are many statutes for various types of tort trials.
I also don't know what kind of evidence you'd have.
Exactly. And you'd have to get assistance from the police force. You'd have to try to be able to present information. It would be very difficult. The justice system, as you guys said, it is just not set up to make someone even partially give them partial restitution in this case. It's set up to try to punish and pull people away from society if they think they're dangerous. That's basically it.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up whatever you want.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
My Pack Life has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The Pack Light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Pack Light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about, get editing if you'd like. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
TooSmallForMe.com. That's the numeral 2 and the numeral 4. Too small for me. You can clean out unwanted or unused kids' items from your home to save money by grabbing the donated items that are there. You can take advantage of coupons and freebies. It's easy to use. It's TooSmallForMe.com. Don't trash it. Pass it. Because people use that kid stuff. TooSmallForMe.com.
We continue with your phone calls, starting with Ziggy across the pond of the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you tonight about quantitative easing, which is a process the Bank of England has undertaken.
Quantitative easing? Really? Quantitative easing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, printing money.
Yes.
Loads more money.
Yes, it's a wonderful little term. Why don't you tell them a little bit about it, Ziggy?
Well, the Japanese tried this about 10 years ago when their economy stalled.
And guess whose idea that was?
I don't know.
Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. He's the guy who gave that idea to the Japanese.
Yes. So in about 18 months' time, Britain is going to have enormous amounts of inflation. And in fact, I wondered, actually, whether the British government had taken Robert Mugabe on as an economic advisor.
How much money are the British Central Bank, how much are they printing out over there?
I don't know the actual statistics, but I've been told it is billions.
Yeah,
Yeah, around here, they're throwing around the trillion term like it means absolutely nothing. There was this story just the other day about how they're going to basically pump $1 trillion into the economy, which of course, doesn't actually pump anything into the economy. It just dilutes the existing money supply. That's all it does, and they're planning on doing more of this stuff.
Yeah, but the point is that this is the very policies, the policies which Western economists have criticized Zimbabwe for adopting.
Yes, and you know, it's amazing because there's no difference between this and the Lord Keynesian idea of full employment and what they try to do for decades before Reagan and a few other people tried to get things under control and say, look, you can't employ people by printing up money because all it does is it makes money bid for the goods that are out there and reduces the buying power of your goods. All it will do is cause people to start investing in things they shouldn't invest in because they think they're getting all this money, and then later you get a retraction.
I'll tell you the other stupid policy that this government adopted. They cut VAT, which is a sales tax.
Yeah.
And, okay, I'm all in favor for cutting taxes. But the problem is no one's got any money to spend on goods in the first place. So what's the point of tax? Cutting the taxes if no one's got any money?
Well, see, obviously they think that that's going to have they think that by funneling money into the money supply and reducing the taxes on what you buy, they'll be increasing spending. But people are way, way over-leveraged right now. They don't want to spend money. They want to try to fix their balance sheets. That's what the banks have been trying to do. And people like Geithner here and people like Ben Bernanke have been doing everything they possibly can now.
Holding up Krugman as a great hero.
Oh my God. Krugman is Paul Krugman is one of the most just backwards thinkers on economics. He won the Nobel Prize for economics because
he must know everything.
Yeah, and the Nobel Prize for economics is not given by the real Nobel Committee. It was created by a central bank essentially, and they adopted the name Nobel Prize. It has nothing to do with the original Nobel Prize. It's bogus. Yeah, it's absolutely bogus.
So who gives the Nobel Prize for literature?
The Nobel Committee.
So the Nobel... wait a second. How come they can't sue them for
I don't know
crap?
How it works, but they are able to...
I can have a last name Nobel if I want to, right? Can I start my own prize-giving committee?
And Krugman, and Ziggy bringing up Krugman, just a quick mention about Krugman. Paul Krugman is a hardcore socialist. He has said that there should be higher taxes and more government spending and more regulation on people. Yes, and he got the Nobel Prize for this amazing insight that with larger production, sometimes you get efficiencies of scale. So he had this brilliant idea that, you know, larger countries, he's locked in the nation state concept. Mm-hmm. Larger countries have larger pools of employees. Therefore, they can get efficiencies of scale and they can produce things more efficiently down the line, which is nice. It's not really quite right. But he doesn't open up his mind to say, hey, how about this then? If you'd like to have large pools of potential employees, tear down all your trade barriers from nation state to nation state.
Relax.
He's in favor of tariffs and trade barriers.
Relax immigration restrictions on people and let free people cross borders freely.
Absolutely.
Then you'll have this huge, basically economy of scale that will make everyone more wealthy.
No, thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks, Ziggy. I don't want to go into it too much more because, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, well, it absolutely is maddening. There's another story today after we'd mentioned a few days ago the idea that the Fed's going to basically print up $1 trillion. It should probably mostly be in the computer system. They'll just hit a few keys on a computer and then make $1 trillion more appear in the economy.
Right, they're going to buy up the long-term U.S. debt. And you know why? Because the U.S. can't sell their long-term bonds anymore. So who's going to do it now? The Fed.
I think this might be the story you're talking about. It's from the AP. The Obama administration's latest attempt to tackle the banking crisis and get loans flowing to families and businesses will create a new government entity.
This
is different, right?
This is the public investment program. Yeah, this is the public-private investment program.
That's exactly what it is.
This is the Treasury Department. See, this is very interesting. Two things that I'd like to mention very briefly. The AIG stuff that we've heard about over the past couple weeks, all the anger about AIG and their compensation. Those guys like Geithner not only knew about it, They've known about that AIG stuff for over about a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I believe, and I don't want to pull you away, but I believe this is a real setup rhetorically for the politicians. They knew about this. This information was leaked to the public, I think, to gin up anger at the AIG bailout thing, which they knew they were contractually... They are contractually obliged to pay these bonuses. They knew that back in September, and they knew that back in December when they gave them another $30 billion, the government, the federal government, okay? They knew all this stuff. Geithner knew about this a long time ago. Geithner designed the TARP program. He's known about this all along. Geithner's going to keep his job because Geithner and the Obama people, I think, were ginning up people's anger against corporate compensation in order to move to create this thing, the public-private investment program, and to give Geithner power to be able to seize companies, and they're going to try to give Geithner the power to regulate corporate compensation. And it doesn't even have to be a
period.
Period. It doesn't have to be anybody who's gotten any government bailout or anything. They're going to try to do this. Now, on my podcast, actually, I went into it today because there's some information about the tax code from 1993. We spoke about it before the show. But
people can download your podcast at libertyconspiracy.com.
Right, right. And back in 1993, the Clinton administration moved to impose a regulation that said that compensation packages for executives over $1 million would be heavily, heavily taxed. Okay. So what happened was people started to shift over for their compensation for executives. They couldn't pay the money, the businesses, so they started to give them stock options, which is how the whole Enron scandal started, because those guys knew they were going to get stock options. They kept getting their stock options, and then they had a policy in place where if you worked for Enron, you could buy Enron stock. So these guys at the top of the pyramid were making tons and tons of money.
Sure.
The stuff collapsed. So that tax code is still on the books. It was a 1993 tax code.
Okay.
After that, now they're trying to do this with a regulatory schema, which comes in two parts. First, they're going to give Geithner the power to be able to regulate what businesses can make. And second, with this public-private investment program, they want to give Geithner the power to work with these so-called troubled assets and buy up these assets.
Up to a trillion dollars,
exactly. 7% of it would come from private businesses in this public-private partnership. 93% will come from the federal government, and it's a way to inject more money into the system.
800-259-9231 and benefit their buddies and all of our costs. More on the way.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up anything, toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, whatever it is that you need to buy in life. Amazon probably sells it with dozens of categories in which you can shop. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items and even used items. If you need to save a few extra bucks in the tightening economy, you can do that at amazon.freetalklive.com. So do head over there and take care of that.
Hey, also, Ian.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I just wanted to mention, there was one thing I did want to mention about that economic issue.
We're going to hit that in a moment.
Great.
First, I'm going to tell you about bottled water. The bureaucrats undermine your right to bear arms, and now they're taxing bottled water. That's right. Water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign the petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what will they do next?
Our friends at CEI really want to get some signatures on this petition. Please go sign at enjoybottledwater.com.
Enjoybottledwater.org, I thought it was.
.org.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Okay. It is .org.
Right. I didn't write the copy. That's them. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So, I'm losing track, Gardner. I mean, how many trillions has it been in this short window of time? I mean,
we're looking at about $4 trillion so far, and it's going to be $5 trillion. Probably within a couple months, or within maybe just a month. It's insane.
And it is insane. You were talking about hyperinflation during the break.
Yes,
I mean,
this is the entire debt
of the country is $11 trillion at this point. And it was just at 10 not too long ago.
Right. And it sounds, the key thing that I want to, as I expressed to you off the air, is it sounds a little bit abstract. I mean, it's not as immediately media as talking about, you know, the visceral stories, like someone getting injured by police or the experience of someone when he or she goes to jail or a personal story like rape or something like that.
Sure.
More insidious, though.
Yes. It's a little bit indirect, but it is more insidious, or at least equally as insidious. And the key thing I wanted to bring
up... It's financial rape of every single individual in this country.
Absolutely. It's immoral. It's unethical. It's anti-constitutional. It's criminal. And what is going on now, and this isn't something where I'm trying to gin up people's desire to watch out for the New World Order or anything like that. I'm talking about pure economics, pure perfidy on the part of politicians. And the point that I wanted to mention, which I did not tie into your original point, Ian, is this. Sequentially, last week what was going on was exactly what you discussed. The Federal Reserve is moving to buy U.S. long-term bonds because the U.S. has spent so much money. No one will buy their bonds anymore in the open market out. The foreign countries aren't buying them anymore.
And the Fed has always been their fallback. If that's one of the intents of the Fed, beyond just printing up money, was to be the last resort if the federal government couldn't actually sell these things, right?
Well, sort of. They've never really done the long-term bonds. They've done short-term bonds. But the long-term bonds, that's a different matter. So they're basically, they're doubling the amount that they're buying off the government. And this is just creating money out of thin air. Essentially, what happened during that week and a half or so when you had
the government
all this,
can't pay these back, right?
No, well, they won't. The only way they'll pay them back is through borrowing from the Fed or by printing up money from the Treasury or through taxation, which they're not going to be able to do.
Yeah.
So they're just going to print up money. They're going to have to monetize the debt. But that comes in a second. So what was going on was I thought it was a double bluff. What was going on? They were deflecting people away from the fact that the Fed was going to be buying up, essentially creating another $1 trillion. While that was going on, everybody was talking about AIG.
Mm-hmm. Oh, AIG is so bad. Oh, these people are terrible. Yeah. What are we going
to
do?
$180 million compared to a trillion.
Right, you know? Right. And they even, you know, they even had some conservative commentators making great points. Christopher Dodd was at fault of this, you know, so on and so forth was at fault of this. But what they didn't point out was that these guys knew about it. And in my opinion, it was a plan from the start. They were using it to take people's attention away from what the Fed was doing and to get people ginned up and angry so that they could then move this week, which they're going to do, and they'll announce it even in more detail over the next couple days, a new agency or a new regulatory standard which will give Tim Geithner the power to regulate corporate compensation.
Now this is suspicious that there's always some big news story in order to, cover up some other much more significant happening. I think it was interesting in the Clinton administration when the Lewinsky scandal broke. He launched bombs at an aspirin
yes.
factory in Iraq, and there you could kind of see the intent to make a story cover a story, but it didn't work in that particular instance.
Right,
so
right.
It kind of gives you an example of how, well, this AIG thing, we're going to make a big stink about $180 million, which compared to $1 trillion is chump change.
Right.
I mean, it is chump change.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
and the other thing about this that I'd just like to mention is that as they're doing this, as the federal government makes this sort of a move, what you're going to be seeing is unintended consequences. If they start to try to regulate compensation packages, you're going to see the same sorts of things that happened when Roosevelt was president and they put wage and price controls on what businesses could pay. Patently unconstitutional, patently immoral, I mean evil. Evil. These people should be arrested for doing this sort of thing.
What are some of those consequences?
The consequences in that case were that businesses could no longer offer monetary remuneration or compensation to people for their services, so they started to offer non-monetary compensation in the form of health insurance packages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's where we got the tradition of people expecting that their businesses would give them health insurance.
And this
it got
is
even
how
worse.
Health care became so expensive.
Well, in a way, yes.
Once people were divorced from having to pay for their
Precisely.
Own health care, that's when they started demanding, you know, that's when once people didn't care about the prices, then the prices could go up,
right.
up,
and there was,
up.
There
and
was
regulation
another,
is a
Right.
Factor.
There was another facet of it, which was in the 1970s, Ted Kennedy was able to squeak something into the tax code that allowed large businesses to be able to write off these insurance policies as expenses. So therefore, when a person became an employee at a business that offered this sort of thing, he had an option. I could get the insurance from my employer, or I could get it myself. If I get it myself, I'm going to end up not being able to deduct this from my taxes. I'll pay full freight. If I get it from my employer, well, shoot, he gets it for a discount. I get it for less. So that tilted the balance more and more towards HMOs, and they just grew and grew and grew. They started to lobby and so on and so forth. Now, the other thing that happens with when you have these price controls over what people can offer
mm-hmm.
is the same sort of thing that you get when you have price controls over any product. It reduces the supply, or people try to find ways around it. For example, in the 1990 tax case, the 1993 tax case, they imposed this limit of $1 million for compensation. companies tried to find ways around it. So what did they do? You get the unintended consequences of companies then offering these stock options instead of money.
Now, the reason they're doing that is because, and I don't know what it's like to be a business executive overseeing all of these operations, but I'd imagine it's a fairly stressful position. It's one that bears a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And it's not something you want some kid out of college handling. You want somebody who's got some experience at this. This is my understanding of it, which is why they pay these guys so much money.
And they pay them not to leave and go to their competitors. These are called retention bonuses. The key thing on these
bonuses... But if they can't make the payments that these guys are worth, then they're not even going to be entering the market for these jobs.
You know what will happen? Sub-companies will be set up. Front companies will be set up. And they'll just be... These guys will open up their own companies, and then they will be hired...
As a contractor.
As a contractor. And then they'll have corporate taxes, but they won't be the 90% that the federal government wanted to impose. And they'll set up numerous companies that will all get paid, and then they'll get around this new proposal to have Geithner control how much they can get, because they'll be getting smaller.
You'll never stop the rich from making money, because they have the ability to hire people that know the tricks.
Right.
They can afford the lawyers who know the loopholes.
So all you do is screw the middle class.
And the lawyers, what we've got going on here in this country on a general scale is the lawyers are the ones that write the laws, and then they write laws that make it so their brethren and they themselves as lawyers get more work. So essentially they write these new laws, as you're talking about, that are going to have these controls and strictures put down on what these executives can make. That just means it's an opportunity for some new corporate lawyer to come in and say, well, here's how we can get around this.
And you know the key thing, I'm sorry, man, I'm just so, I'm
yeah,
really
sure.
wired about it,
yes.
As you know, because I called you today to talk about some of this stuff. I was going crazy. I was absolutely going out of my mind on this.
But then the politicians can pat themselves on the back and make look like they did something, right? When in point of fact, nothing
and
really
what
changed.
Happens, but what happens to the economy? Now you've got the extra drag of lawyers, new accountants, new regulatory burdens. You've got about another 30 or 35% taken out of all the efficiency of all these things when they could just be doing this directly and stockholders could see, do we like this or don't we?
Right, and that's productivity. And when you take the productivity out of the marketplace, then you don't get production.
Exactly.
You get a bunch of busy work. And that's what that is, busy work. That's what happened in the Soviet Union.
And it's fascism. Why are people standing up to this stuff, man?
Because the corporations are evil, Gardner. We got to show them what's for. Wait a minute. Isn't the federal government a corporation? 800-259-9231. Aren't your municipal governments corporations? Yeah, the answer is yes. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoneofrepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic